Hi guys, Mara here. This is my first podcast ever. I just have a story that I would like to share. It has to do with domestic violence. My story about getting out of it. And sadly, I waited way too long. And a traumatic event of last year happened to me in front of my children. My kid's dad got drunk. He was a big alcoholic. He decided to get drunk. He started yelling at me. He was lashing out at my children, and then I got the kids dressed, and then I was going to leave. All of a sudden, he locked the door, closed the window, and shut the window, closed the curtains and everything. And then he tried to choke me to death in front of my kids. My sister finally got up the stairs to my apartment, started banging on the door, and then he finally let up, and it caused me to dislocate my kneecap. I couldn't stand up because I was in so much pain. My kneecap was all the way to the side of my leg. He decided to run from the cops, and the cops didn't know that he was the one that did it and let him leave. They finally caught him after realizing that they let him leave the scene. I was on crutches for months, taking care of two kids. He did this when I was pregnant. I was alone with two toddlers, being pregnant, feeling ill, and being on crutches. I didn't know what to do. I thought my life was pretty much over. I thought the worst. I didn't. I was so depressed, so distraught. I still have issues to this day, but I'm getting way better than before. I was diagnosed with severe anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, a panic disorder, and severe PTSD from the traumatic event. But the good thing from this is that when my daughter was born, my third child, I went through the pregnancy alone. She's the most amazing little baby ever. She'll be one in December. My two other children are amazing too, and they are suffering dearly from what they witnessed. I graduated high school, which is my most accomplished thing from this. Within the time of healing, and I'm still in the process of healing my mind, my mindset from everything. I was able to put my focus towards school because I dropped out of school. I wasn't able to graduate because I didn't use my head. I was a teenager. I didn't really think school was important. I went through all like that, and I moved in with actually their dad that did what he did. But yeah, I graduated high school. I got my diploma. I'm in college right now for psychology. So I've been building and building and building. And I'm trying my best. I put my kids, my two oldest, they just started preschool, which is a very, very good accomplishment for them. And myself too. Being a single parent is very, very, very frustrating, very hard. But anything, you can do anything that you set your mind to. My children mean the world to me. It is, and it really is very, 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 like, it sucks that they don't have a father figure right now. They don't have that in their life, but they're great kids. I love them so much. But I'm a survivor. I'm no longer a victim of this. I am a survivor. I'm a warrior. Women out there, you can do it. You can leave. You can do it. There's things, there's programs out there, there's people out there that will help you get through this. To get back on your feet. There's daycares, there's programs out there if you have kids. Your safety matters to, it matters. I thought, like, in my mind, like, he abused me for the whole 8 years. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Like, it went through, like, it went from a slap to a, like, pushing me to punching me, hitting me. And then finally, he tried to end my life. And that opened my eyes completely to, like, to this day, that I will never let any other man ever treat me like that, because it's not normal. I always told myself, it's nothing. He loves me. I can't find better because of how I look or my weight or the clothes I wear or stuff like that. But you do not deserve that. You deserve love. You deserve happiness. You're beautiful the way you are. You can accomplish life. Even if you are a single mom like me, I'm 24 years old. I am a very young mom of three. And I know I feel like I fail all the time. But as long as you get up every day for your children and you fight and you fight and you fight and you fight this over and over again every day for them, you are a great parent in my eyes. Even men out there, if you're getting abused as well, it goes both ways. Domestic violence is a killer. It is a killer for even if you're a man. Get out while you can. You deserve so much better in this world. You can accomplish it. You can move forward. Be happy. Life is too short for anger and getting the crap beat out of you and scared, like, fearing for your life every day. I love you guys, whoever's listening to this. I love you. And please show some support to my page out there. I know this might be like a, not like a normal podcast. I'm not really used to it. It's my first time. So tell me what you think. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, it's Mara here. Before we get started, I just wanted to say something really quick. If you have a Band Lab account, I am on that app. If you would go and follow me, that would be nice. I would really appreciate it. I also have a YouTube channel too. I have a lot of singing videos on there, and I do them almost every day. It's just for fun. It's not for, like, how many views I get or, like, anything like that. It's just, I do it for my anxiety reasons and, like, a mental health purpose. I love singing. I've sang since I was, like, little, 3, I think. I'm not too sure, but I was young when I started singing, and I love it. So, yeah, go ahead and check it out and tell me what you think in a message or a comment or even a voice message on here. That would be nice. I would really appreciate it. So, I just wanted to get some things off my chest for this video or this podcast. Yeah, so about, I already went over in my last two podcast episodes. Basically a very traumatic part of my life with my kid's dad. I had a very, very traumatic past as well, and it all had to do with alcohol. I had a very abusive stepdad who treated me, my brother, and my sister way like we never existed. We weren't there. We didn't matter. And every time he got drunk and drunk every day, like it was just like a going process. He was abusive to us. He would push us, hit us. He even was sexually abusive too towards me and my sister. He was gross in that department, and we were too scared to say anything to anybody at the time because he would threaten us and belittle us, and made sure that nothing we said mattered to anybody in our family. He was really great at that, at lying. That's the number one thing, was lying. If we got hurt ever, he wouldn't care. He'd just say, stop crying. He would get drunk and drunk and drunk and cause trauma every day for 5 years that he was in our lives. We were scared to say anything. We always hid in our rooms. We never even wanted to come out. Every time we went to school, we never wanted to come home. We wanted to stay at school and everything. We didn't want to leave. Like, we wanted to just go to friends' houses and stuff and stay there. If one of us or both of us were going to a friend's house, the one that was stuck at home would want to run away. I remember that time in my life when my brother and my sister just like went to a friend's house and I didn't have a friend to go to. I would want to run away. I thought about it a lot, and it's just a scary thing to go through as a kid. And then I started getting very, very bad panic attacks, and then I noticed it wasn't normal. Like, it just kept going and going, and I felt like I was dying, and I couldn't breathe. And then I remember one time when I had an anxiety episode in a bowling alley, when my stepdad took me and my brother and Megan to bowling, like, to cosmic bowling with the lights off and stuff, and yeah, all the lights and stuff. It triggered my anxiety, and he screamed at the top of his lungs at me because I was having a panic attack. And a lady that's been in my life since I was a baby, her name's Helen Crawford. Yeah, she helped me when I was there. She saw what he did. She saw pretty much how he treated me and my sister and Jake, my brother. Yeah, it was very, 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 like, overwhelming as a child to go through that. And I got into a relationship with somebody that is an alcoholic and is abusive when he drinks. It's like a pattern. And then, like, I started, like, before even my first child was born, he was abusive, and I just thought it was normal. Like, okay, like, is that how men are supposed to treat women then? Because, like, that's what went on in my brain, because I was so used to it. Like, as a child, you stay with the abusive person, and they grow up to getting used to the fact, like, oh, well, you know, like, he treated her like this, and it just, like, it's like an automatic process, like, oh, I don't care, like, I've been through worse type stuff. And then it gets worse, and worse and worse. And, like, I saw the pattern of it. And I had kids with him. I love my kids to death. I don't wish that they were, like, I would never wish that, like, I could redo it. Like, I do wish that I did it with somebody else, like, they have another dad, but, like, I love my kids to death. They're, like, my world. They get me through everything that I've been through this past year, and they've been through it, too, and that's why I decided, after he did what he did to me, I decided to just, like, move past it. Like, I'm a survivor. I'm no longer a victim of it. But it did happen to me. It happened in front of my kids. I have to be better for them. I have to be stronger for them. And I have to cut the cord, break the cycle, because I don't want them ending up like me, with anxiety issues, depression, and stuff like that, with the trauma. Like, kids do not need that in their life. They don't need alcohol. Like, when you're abusive, mean, and then, like, they don't need that. I didn't need that, and then I am stuck with a anxiety disorder now, and, like, I wish I wasn't. Like, that's how I feel. I wish it was different for me back in my past, and then maybe I wouldn't have, like, trauma and stuff. Like, I don't want my kids to go through that. I made the decision to move forward. I'm very happy with myself that I moved forward. Graduated high school. I'm in college for psychology. I am moving forward, and I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy. I feel so much better that I can finally, like, move forward. Yes, I am struggling. I won't lie. I am a single mom of three young kids. It's very much a struggle, but I am trying and slowly getting back on my feet and doing the best I can day by day. And that's all we can do as human beings. We take little steps day by day, take it one day at a time, and we push through. We push through, and we aren't alone. Once we realize that we're not alone and there's people and programs out there, then we're at ease, like, comforting. It's comforting to know that you're not alone and there's people out there that are going through what you've been through and know how you feel. And if anyone wants to talk to me ever, feel free to send me a message, like a voice message or anything. I would love to hear feedback or any messages from you guys. I hope you like my podcast. I know it's a little out there and stuff, but I'm just trying to get my story out there. Because I just think it's important just to talk about it for myself and just to get awareness out there that abuse is not okay, especially if you have kids. It's not okay. It's very, very rewarding to get out of the relationship. There's so much better out there in this world than being stuck in an abusive relationship forever. So I hope you guys like this podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.